Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Valerie Priest with me from Premier Mortgage. In fact, she'll give us all the latest update on what changed in FHA and all the different mortgage stuff going on and kind of give you all an update on the market. It's definitely changing, but thank God it's not as bad as everybody wants it to be or thinks it might be. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Valerie.
Hey, Scott.
So I'm glad you're up and at 'em. You're out of the sick bed.
Yes. I have been coughing and sneezing on people for 4 weeks, so I think everybody's ready for me to get over this.
Well, we'll talk about our market for a little bit, but I'm going to start this. I just got back from Dallas.
Yes.
Up there, an amazing guy, Dr. Ryan and Dr. Lyons. Anyway, they put a new lens in one of my eyes. Like, boom, 15 minutes. Guess what the first thing they want to talk about? You would think healthcare, right?
Something right.
Like that. No, he said, San Angelo. Tell me about San Angelo. What's going on in San Angelo? How's this boom going? And how's this oil field stuff? How's the prices changing your market?
Oh, how funny.
I'm thinking, we're in South Lake. I call it all Dallas to me. It's all Dallas. Anyway, South Lake. But I'm just telling you, that's how, even little San Angelo, Texas, all the way up there, you know, 4 hours up there driving.
Right.
The first thing they said is, how is the market and blah, 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 and their perception of this.
Right.
And perception isn't always true.
Exactly. Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit what you've seen. I mean, you are for sure the number one lender in Premier. You've been forever and ever, ever, even over the big cities. So you do a whole lot of loans.
Yes.
So you have kind of literally your finger on the pulse of what buying and selling.
You would sure think so. I mean, I'm banking on it.
Yeah,
you would sure
think so. No pun intended.
Yeah. You know, I think the market's still very good in San Angelo. Even though we all had a great year for 2014, it was not like, oh my God. It wasn't
well,
like
13 was oh my God.
Yeah. So to me, we are steady as you go. I mean, it's still busy. You still have buyers. You still have houses on the market. It is still going very well. I just, you know, I don't think we ever got to the place that you name your price because you couldn't get an appraisal to work out that way. So to me, I haven't seen like a lot of low appraisals. I haven't seen any of that happening. I think actually that the market is still pretty good. I mean, we're still staying busy. I have heard some people say that they have slowed down a little bit, but what have you slowed down from? Something that was just, oh my God, to just normal, you know?
Well, let's talk just in 2013. In fact, you financed a couple of houses for me. I bought a couple of rent houses.
Correct.
And yes, if we could feel the influx coming in, and we had a lot of people wanting to rent houses, and we had people wanting, and you know, and we're like, oh my God, we're going to be like another Midland, and just boom, boom, boom. And, you know, and I jumped in the feeding frenzy too, as a lot of us did. And guess what? The $140 barrel oil, that wasn't real. That was inflated.
Right.
You know, I don't think the $40 barrel oil is right either. I think it'll self-adjust. So from 13, we got to 14. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't all the feeding frenzy we thought it was. So 14, like you just said, it was still a really good year in 2014.
It was a very good year.
In fact, it's actually our second best year ever.
Right.
13 was one of the best.
Right.
Okay, now we're going into 15, and we're hearing, oh, Scott, in fact, that's why I told the story about even in Dallas. Well, is this going to just change your whole business? It's not. Things are going to change. It's going to self-adjust. It has to.
Right.
You know, and it should. I mean, that's how things work. What goes up comes down. What comes down goes up. You know that deal.
Right.
So,
but it's nothing like Midland and Odessa.
No.
I mean, we still have a good market. It's not woe is me. We're not going to sell any houses. We're not going to finance any houses in 2015. It is still steady as you go.
Well, and look, one thing that we have over a lot of communities, one, we have lakes. You know,
yes.
We're in a desert and we have lakes. That's a huge, huge thing.
Right.
We have the cattle industry. Producers, one of the biggest livestock companies, you know, around, period.
We have Goodfella.
We have Goodfella Air Force Base. Thank you very much.
Angela
we have
State.
Ethicon.
Mm-hmm. Ethicon.
And how about the basketball team?
Woohoo!
Had to throw that in for Jeremy.
Go Coach Beard and all of his little boys. They are doing wonderful.
They're not that little.
No, they're not. But yes, no, they are doing awesome. Everybody have to watch them tonight.
Ranked eighth in the nation. In the nation, eighth in the nation. That's pretty good. Anyway, we got ASU, just like you said.
Wow.
The diverse, you know, we've got all these different things going. But, you know, we want everybody to do well. We want our oil field friends to do good. We want our rancher friends to do good.
Right.
You know, I still think
we're very diversified. Very, very diversified.
And I still think we have some of the best local banks around.
I do too. And we haven't seen, like, you're not seeing.
That was your key to saying the best real estate
companies. And best real estate companies,
yeah, so
too.
Just a clue.
Sorry about that.
I totally missed that.
Sorry about that. But, yeah, I think things are good. I mean, and with the 2014, we saw more credit problems than we've seen, okay? Because the more people that you talk to, the more credit problems you've got. But in 2015, I'm dealing with the same thing, is that we're dealing with a lot of credit problems. That to me is not horrible in that people are at least seeing where they're at, and in the future they'll be buying houses. So to me, that's not bad. I talked to a girl yesterday, and she was just like, oh, she was just devastated. I told her, your credit will never be as bad as it is today when you check it. So don't worry about it. It will get better. And we're dealing with a lot of credit issues right now, lots of credit issues. But those people will buy houses in the future.
In fact, what you just said, I think we talked about this literally over a year ago. Same situation. And I know a lot of those people, in fact, you've helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've gone through different people, and they're trying really, really hard. They're doing better. Things are getting good.
Right.
And, you know, like we said, okay, they can't buy a house now. Well, that was a year ago. It's getting pretty close, and now they can buy.
Correct.
So, you know, that's a whole pent-up demand of people who had no ability to buy, which are fixing to have that ability.
Correct.
And they will. Well, Lakewood,
and they will.
You helped me. You helped me on a couple of houses.
Yeah, and they will. I mean, I've talked to numerous people this year in 2015 that I worked with in 14 that now can buy houses. So I mean, I think it's all good. I don't think it's woe is me. I think this is going to be a good year too. Now, will it match 14 and 13? I believe it or not, our 14 and 13 nearly mirrored each other. Which is kind of amazing, but it did. Now, do I expect that this year? I don't know that I expect that this year, but I think it'll be close. I mean, I think it will be very close. So I think there's good things happening. FHA, for the first time in forever, lowered the mortgage insurance on the monthly payment. That's going to help people not only qualify, but it's also going to just help people with those monthly payments.
Well, and over the course of 10, 15 years, depending on how long you keep your loan, you're talking thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about a little bit where people, you know, PMI, MIP, you know,
right.
I call it the worst insurance ever, but
right.
It really isn't, because without it, people sometimes could buy a house.
Yeah,
also,
and I try to, exactly. You have to just think of it this way. The reason you have mortgage insurance is because you can't put 20% down, but there are ways you can get in with less money down, but you have to carry the mortgage insurance. So FHA is just the probably the most common way we sell houses, and we finance houses. And that's the 3.5% down. They'll be a little kinder on credit. And we go down to 620 now instead of 640.
Now, what about the assumability?
It is assumable as long as the people qualify, which has not
huge.
Been important. But
it's,
as interest rates
now.
Go up, it will become more important. Another thing's about interest rate. Interest rates have stayed good. I mean, you know, you still can get in the low 4s to 4. That's pretty awesome.
Very awesome.
That is pretty awesome. So I think that this is, I mean, I think everything's starting out in a real positive mode.
Okay. Let's talk just a little bit about that. If you get a conventional loan and you put 20% down, you don't have that insurance.
Correct.
But it is not assumable. So then the rates, if the rates go up to 8 or 9 or 10%, you know, they're going to get a new loan. So that's one way to look at it. On an FHA loan, the MIP stays on forever, right?
Correct. For the life of
no
the
matter,
loan.
Like on a conventional, if you do this to kind of give you just a little variation, let's say you put 5% down. But can you do that now? 10%?
Mm-hmm. You can put minimum 5%. There's actually a 3%. Let's don't get into that. Let's just say
5%. But 5% is realistic. Mm-hmm. 10% for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that's you're going to be telling your credit. That's why you need to go talk to Valerie and see what she can do and what we need to do. But after, let's say, what prices of houses keep going up, you keep making your payments, everything's good, you can go up and say, hey, look, I do have a 20% equity in my house right now, and eliminate.
22% after, yes, 22% after you already have the house.
Just learn something.
Yeah,
that's 20%, fairly new.
Well, it is fairly new. 20% is that if you can prove that you have 20% by getting an appraisal or whatever, you can request it to be off. But 22%, it goes away.
Perfect. Well, how would you prove it's 20 or 22% without an appraisal and all that?
Well, the 22% is going to be off of the loan amount from when you started. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That you've actually
paid it down.
You paid it down, okay. The 22%.
Okay. So you have some variance. But I am going to tell you, and I'm surprised the rates are still as low as they are.
I am too.
To be honest with you.
I am too.
You know, I still remember how many loans did we do? 18% for sure. That bond deal you had, remember the
11.35.
I can't get that out of my head.
Yeah.
And that was such a good deal. People spent the night all night to get it.
Right.
So, well, I want to make sure the rates are low. I'm going to tell you, under 10% is a good deal.
Yeah, but people are funny, because you'll say 4, and they hear on the TV or wherever it's 2 point something.
Yeah, that's a
and
bunch
I giggle
of...
every time somebody says, can I get 2 point something? I'm like, really? You know, no. If it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And so you'd pay out the wazoo.
Do you want the Johnny Simlinger special answer to that? One of my good friends since childhood, you know, is a construction guy, and I listen to him. He never, ever tells anybody no. He said, well, we can do it, but it's going to cost you another $50,000, or it's going to cost you another $10,000, whatever it is. He never tells somebody no. And so I'm going to say, Valerie, yeah, I bet you can do a 2.5% loan. They may have to pay $10,000 in discount points up front or something.
Right. Right.
See, that's when you hear the .com. That's why I'm such not a .com fan.
No, and loans. I cannot tell you how many loans we've taken from the dot-com people, at the last minute, things fell apart, and then all of a sudden, here, can you fix it and get us closed?
Well, or how many closings I've gone to where I have the seller and the buyer comes in and goes, they didn't tell us I was going to have $2,900 in extra fees. Yeah. We're not talking a little bit of money.
Right.
I had one, and I pulled a HUD, and this is it's been a while back. I'm going to tell you, because it was from Quiet, I think we did it in-house on. Your underwriting fee was $175, I think, then. This is a while back.
Right.
I pulled the same one. I just said, pull me one of the other ones. I didn't, so why wouldn't we buy? I said, pick one, any of those other ones we did. It was $1,700 and something dollars. That's not close. Yeah. That's a lot of money difference. So remember this, folks. Banks don't do interest rates. They do yields. So put down up front, the different fees you pay, that goes to what the bank yields and what they receive. So apples to apples.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I tell people, because when they say they can get this or they can get that, is that show me and then let me compare for you. And I'll tell you if I can be beat. I am not always the cheapest on anything. I will tell you that.
It's always the cheapest, isn't always the best either. You know,
I am always the best, but I am not always the
cheapest. And I agree with that. You do a great job. And, you know, a lot of people get loans that you help them and you help them work through their problems, or they wouldn't get a loan at all.
Right. So, and that's what we love. We love, like, I've got people now that, in the oil field people, I love oil field people, but they're real sweet. Is there like,
you love everybody.
I know, but I'll do one little oil field guy's loan, and then I'll have his brother, his cousin, his nephew. I mean, it's really cool how the whole family, if you treat one of them right, how the next one will come to you. And that's what we try to treat everybody like their family.
Well, and you do a good job of it. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.